Views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prus. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. I have no guests today. I try to do this about once or twice a month to catch up on everything and Just have a call-in show or speak what's on my mind. Enjoy the day. And you know something? It's a beautiful day out there. It's about 30, 35 above right now. Sun is out. Stuff's starting to melt. Did you enjoy your weekend? Did you get out? Did you enjoy yourself? Because yesterday, I cooked ribs. First time this spring, summer, got the pellet smoker out. The pellet smoker, mine, it's a really good smoker, but it doesn't get the high heat. It doesn't get up to 600 or 700 degrees like other ones might. Mine will get to 350 degrees. So in cooler temperatures, I just don't use it and hadn't used it since last fall. Plugged it in, started up, pellets were in there, and boom. The smoke started about 3 minutes into the cycle, and it was great. So I cooked one rack of ribs, had people over, and I did them in a different way, a new way. You know, I love barbecue, and I'm always experimenting, and I thought, okay, if I'm going to poison anyone with a new experimental type of ribs that I'm going to try, do it with just a few people in the house, and that way, when you dial 911, you know, one if not only two ambulances are needed. One, I'm grateful to say that no ambulances were needed last night. So, a couple things of what I did differently on the ribs. Everyone removes the back membrane. I did not remove the back membrane. What I did was I scored the back of the ribs. And my thought was, okay, score the back. What this does is this is going to keep the fat portion that can be flavorful and juicy on the back portion of this. But at the same time, it's going to allow the sweating to happen through the bottom. So that's going to happen. And my thought was, okay, you're gonna know this when you start biting into it. Are you gonna taste membrane? And no, I didn't. And it worked exactly as I wanted. So you don't have to pull off that back membrane, because that is the thing I hate the most is that pulling off that back membrane. So you don't have to do that. Just score them real well. Just score them, and then. Another thing I did was I put a binder to put my spice rubs on, put a little bit of mustard. And the first thing I did is I put down my heat. I just put down a regular ground black pepper on it. That's going to be my heat of everything. Then on top of that, you're putting a whole rub or layers of flavor. Then on top of that, after about 10 minutes of letting it sit, on top of that, I put seasoned salt, Lowry's. Then on top of that, I put some paprika. And on top of that, I got out a nice, not a Memphis, but probably Kansas City. Yeah, I'd say a Kansas City barbecue rub. Let that on there for an hour. And then turned it over and did the same thing again. And you know, I had my smoker at 250 degrees and basically a 5 hour time frame, maybe 5.5 hours. And usually what happens after first hour or so, people spritz, put moisture on, you know, to do that. And I didn't do that. I went for 4 hours before I put moisture spritz on there. And my reasoning was, if I'm spritzing the ribs too early, I'm washing the spice rub off. So I didn't do that. And I kept the heat at 250 on a pellet smoker. You can do that. And I was using this pellet that had onion and garlic in it, infused in it. So however they did that is however they did that. And so after 4 hours, I spritzed them. After the fifth hour, then I wrapped them at the fifth hour. And I only wrapped them when I put my barbecue sauce on there. And I made this brand new barbecue sauce that I'd never made before, and it was incredible. Total cook time, 5.5 hours. Great bites, great taste, great profile. But what I learned is you don't have to pull off the membrane, score it real well, and also you don't have to spritz your ribs to keep them moist in the beginning. You can do that at the very end and put your moisture on at the end, and then also your barbecue sauce will rehydrate the rib. So it turned out great, fantastic, incredible. I didn't poison anyone. Everyone liked it. It was great. So Fairbanks, it's the beginning of the summer, or the cooking season rather. We still have a little bit of snow out there, but it's diminishing. We're going to get there. And this had a wonderful meal last night. Then what I also do is I like going to Fred Meyer's, and they have this baked bean concoction there, and I'll get it. I'll get, like, you know, a pound of it. But I'll also get a can of the Bush's beans, and I'll mix them together. And then what I'll do is I'll cook bacon. Yeah, I'll cut up the bacon and cook that in the saute pan first, put in my bean mixture, and then in that I put in either brown sugar or something to sweeten it up. And they were incredible. So it all worked out great. Enjoyed it. Dinner was at 7 o'clock, and all the ribs were gone. And I had, I'd say, four lamb chops left over from last Sunday's Easter meal. And so I cooked those, sautéed them on the cast iron in my oven. Well, excuse me, in the cast iron. What I do with cast iron is I put it in the oven at 400 to 450 degrees, and I preheat it for 20 minutes. Then I pull my cast iron out, and I start cooking with it. I'll put the olive oil, vegetable oil, whatever I'm using, I'll put that down. Then I'm immediately cooking with it when I pull it out. It's already heated. I've got a good temperature on my stovetop, and I cooked the lamb chops in a combination of white wine, olive oil, garlic, and fresh thyme. Well, as fresh as you can get it at Fred Meyer's. Turned out great. They were thick. They were big, thick. Usually, you know, a lamb chop, you're looking at about 4 to 5 minutes a side. I got these behemoths at Costco. Hey, they got great, great meat department over at Costco, and a great one at Fred Meyer's. And I found these at Costco, and they were fantastic. So I didn't cook all but four of them last week, and so I saved those four for today. I had four people over, and everyone had about two or three ribs and a nice lamb chop, and fantastic. I cooked them for about 7 minutes per side, and they were just a perfect medium rare when I was done. And when I was cooking them, I covered them with I covered the cast iron with aluminum foil. That way you keep your heat in there. And boy, the combination of the white wine, the garlic, the olive oil, the fresh thyme, great flavor profile, along with the ribs, along with the beans that I had, plus some veggies. A good time was had by all. It was the beginning of the season. I enjoyed the outside. I enjoyed the deck. I enjoyed it all, and guess what? it's that time of year. We get to do that. Anyway, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
McKinley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine provides the highest quality of orthopedic surgical and non-surgical care for patients. From elite athletes to weekend warriors, pediatric care, or young athletic adults to aging athletes that don't want to slow down, all patients benefit from McKinley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine's expertise. The goal is to get you back in the game, whether that means sport, work, or simply everyday life. The entire staff is dedicated to serving patients in a professional, efficient, and compassionate manner. McKinley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine on Geist Road, just off of University Avenue.
You're invited to the Tanawha Valley Sportsmen Association semi-annual gun and sports show this Saturday and Sunday at their event center located at 1230 TVSA Way off Airport Road across from the West Fred Meyer. Admission is only $5 for adults, $4 for active military, and kids 12 and under while accompanied by adults are free. Open Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4. There'll be door prizes and fun for everyone. Browse all the tables of gun and gun accessories at the semi-annual Tanawha Valley Sportsmen Association's gun and sports show going on this weekend. See you there.
Ice fishing is great winter fun if you're prepared. Before you make your fishing hole in the ice, make Frontier Outfitters your first stop for everything you need. Rods to tackle to ice augers. At Frontier Outfitters, you'll also find the right winter clothing. Not to mention your license, guns, ammo, and a wide variety of snowshoes. ATV and snow machine accessories are just downstairs in Century Hardware. Your next outdoor adventure is waiting for you. It begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR weather.
Chance of scattered snow showers this afternoon. Otherwise, overcast. High of 34. West winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for scattered snow showers, 17. About an inch of snow today through tonight with another dusting tomorrow night. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Across the United States right now, there's an eclipse going on. I don't think we're going to get much of it up here, to tell you the truth. And if we do, well, probably not much of it will be available for us to see. But what the heck? Everyone's excited about it in the lower 48. Let them have fun. I have all these friends of mine from college showing the eclipse as it passes their way in Texas, California, and everything like that. So good on them. Enjoy it. We don't get these often. They are special, so do it. This week, I'd like to welcome the Alaska General Contractors Association. They're in town Thursday and Friday. Great organization. Great organization. Economics of Fairbanks, what they do, they're frontline, both economics for Alaska, Fairbanks North Star Borough, and the city itself. They have meetings, presentations. Some very astute people will be in town and are here already that with the different companies that we have here. And so, what the heck? Enjoy that. There's going to be a special election on May 7th. Now, here's one for you. In today's newspaper, maybe it was yesterday's, was the notice of election. And it's, they're showing the polls are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. And if you're not, they give the polling places of all the districts and their precincts. Aurora, Fairbanks, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Fort Wainwright, Badger, number 2. And I was going down here, and I got to Esther, and I started laughing. Esther, only in Esther, your polling place is Ursa Major Distilling. And I thought, oh, man, why can't we have downtown Fairbanks at 5th and Cushman, the old City Hall, which is now the Fairbanks Distillery? But anyway, I got a feeling that Ursa Major will do good business that day, and maybe that's another incentive for people to go vote. Have your voting booth at a distillery. Okay. North Pole, they have the North Pole Plaza, North Pole City Hall, different areas there. Moose Creek has Eielson Church of Christ. The Chena Lakes has the Santa Senior Center out at the airport, the J.A. Kornfein Training Center. Chena is the Faith Baptist Church. Aurora is the Fairbanks Agricultural Museum Fairgrounds. You have the Carlson Center, Pioneer Park Centennial Center, Shoppers Forum, Farewell Avenue Christian Church. These are all, you know, Tannenbaum Middle School. Yeah, so some good areas. You know, in Shanley, that's the University Community Presbyterian Church. Lakeview is Jean's Chrysler Center. The airport is, yeah, the University West is at the Wood River Elementary School. Now, May 7th, I hope there's, you know, it's a special election, so usually what happens on a special election day is you have a very, very low voter turnout. And that's what gets me about this. Why do you, you know, basically in April, you could have a higher turnout and have that on in August, rather, you could have a higher voter turnout when you could have it on, say, the same day as the primaries that we have, and just do it then and there. But for whatever reason, I don't think they want a high voter turnout, because you'll get one group that is energized about it or one group that is energized against it. And so it should be interesting. I encourage all of you on May 7th, 2024 election, to find your voting location and go out and exercise your right to vote. Whether you're for it or against it, exercise your right. Because if you don't vote, someone else is imposing their voting will to make a decision on behalf of you. If you don't vote, someone else is making that decision. So I encourage everyone to vote. It's one of the best things about being an American is we get to vote our direction. Hey, sometimes we like it, sometimes we don't, but it's our vote. It's what we get to do. It's what makes America special. And on May 7th, they have a special election to increase the taxable base up by $10 million. We're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Tim.
Hello, Tim. How are you doing?
I have a question for you. Do you know of anybody in Fairbanks that has a petition to get rid of the calcium chloride they put on the road?
Anyone in Fairbanks that does what?
Well, they put the calcium chloride on the roads out here.
Is that the state of Alaska?
Well, yeah, state of Alaska. And I understand there's a petition to petition the state to stop it.
I've not heard of that, and I didn't know that, you know, I don't know how frequently it's used or anything like that. And I don't know what calcium chloride does, but what I always find is if you're putting something on the road now, if you're putting down a liquid now, in 20 years you're going to have a pollution on it because of it.
Well, the biggest problem is you drive around town, you look at all the pickups and cars and everything, and they're starting to rust away.
Ah, okay.
We never had that before.
Okay.
I understand there's, I don't know if it was in Anchorage or the Kenai or where it was, but somebody was starting a petition to have the state get rid of it.
I have not heard that. And when I see Joe Kemp, he's the northern director of the DOT, I'll ask him about that. In fact, what I'll do is I'll try and get Joe Kemp, a great guy, very knowledgeable guy. I'll try and get him in on the show here in the next few weeks, and he can talk about their items that they need, the STIP that happened, their amount of workers, and this would be a good one. Calcium chloride. That's a very good question for him, and I'll ask him that prior to getting him on the show.
Yeah, because Yeah, all it does is it works good in Anchorage because it never gets that cold. But once it gets to a certain temperature, it just turns into the glare ice out there on the highway.
like we need that in Fairbanks, Alaska. You know, we already got gravel, so we're going to get our windows ticked up. And now we got calcium chloride for slick and under and ripping out our undercarriage over time is what basically is what it'll do.
Oh yeah. Well, I just bought a new truck and I don't want it to rot away.
Yeah. What type of truck did you get?
Silverado.
Oh, I'm a Chevy guy myself. Yeah. What the heck?
6-cylinder diesel.
Ooh. How do you like that diesel?
So far, I've got 30.1 miles a gallon with it.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Mine's great.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Good for you. That is great.
I only got 7,000 miles on it, but it runs great.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you for the phone call. You have a great day. And hold it. Are you enjoying the spring so far? Have you been out grilling, or have you been outside at all?
Oh, I'm in my truck right now.
Well, I mean, over the weekend, you know, it's starting to, the snow's starting to melt. Have you done anything outside, you know, on your, if you have a deck or if you got a grill or if you got a, you know, a yard, anything?
But we've been barbecuing outside, so.
Oh, good. What do you like to barbecue?
Well, steaks and hamburgers and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. So you're a grill god, I take it.
Oh, yeah, I like grilling.
You know,
we had one barbecue. It was, I think it was a Sunbeam.
Mm-hmm.
It had like a 10-year warranty on it, and the grill, the grate started falling in it. So I called them up and they sat there and they said, you know, I told them about it and they said, oh, we'll send you a new cage for it. And I went, okay. He goes, by the way, he said, how cold do you barbecue? And I said, well, the coldest I've ever done is 40 below. So.
Yeah. Did you have to bring your propane into the house and, you know, let it thaw before you used it?
Oh, you gotta have a full bottle at 40 below.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Hey, you have a great day. Thank you for the phone call and grill some more steaks and hamburgers, buddy. You take care, Tim.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye. But he brings up a very good point. You know, if you're calcium chloride, if you're putting that on your streets, you know, what else is in there? You know, we have the PFAS with the fire retardant, and it goes into everything, you know, in manufacturing, PFAS. And now we're finding that it's a carcinogen, a cancer-causing in specific amounts. The city of Fairbanks, we had a pit with a liner for firefighting, you know, practicing putting out fires, oil fires, stuff like that. The pit never failed. The pit never failed, but in the practice, the firefighters, and not just city of Fairbanks, you know, you have Esther, Steese, all of them, Chena, North Pole, all of them, when they used it, they were a little bit exuberant for 20 years, and they would spray foam outside the pit container, a liner. And from that, the foam with PFAS in it went into the ground, which then went into the water table, which then migrated. And they hadn't used the pit out there off of Wilbur and Pegger for 20 years. And to decertify it, they had to do an environmental survey on it, and that's when they found the contamination. And so, I'm always looking at what am I doing today that might affect the future long after I'm gone. So if you're putting stuff on, you know, on the ground with liquid, sometime it's not a good thing. You don't know what's in that. And the EPA said that the foam was all good when they first came out with it in the 70s, and now it's not good. So anyway, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to have some bumper music, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Crossfire, and that's got to be Melissa. Then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercial and weather, and we'll be back.
coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Today's total solar eclipse will leave continental North America at 5:16 p.m. Newfoundland time, with 15 states in the total path. In the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, this man, well, he's geared up.
That's what we need now. Something like this will bring us together.
Millions have gathered to watch the moon block the sun, making the sun's usually hidden corona visible. A total solar eclipse won't be visible again from the contiguous U.S. until August 22nd of 2044. Former President Donald Trump on Truth Social this morning, making his stance on abortion public. The former president says he'll leave it up to the states to decide abortion regulations.
We want to make it easier for mothers and families to have babies. Not harder.
President Biden visiting Wisconsin today, touting another pitch to wipe out billions of student debt. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports the House Finance Committee passed its version of the proposed operating budget Friday in Juneau. The more than $11 billion proposal now heads to the House floor to be debated before being passed off to the Senate. Less than the $3,500 permanent fund dividend Governor Mike Dunleavy introduced in his proposed budget, the committee's budget contains a roughly $2,300 permanent fund dividend. Finance Committee co-chair Delana Johnson from Palmer and others in the House majority have argued a $200 million surplus from higher oil prices the last couple of budget years, paired with the House's draft plan projecting another $152 million surplus next budget year, makes the combined $2,272 PFD energy relief check possible. Johnson said it also leaves the state with a balanced budget. The committee acknowledged the governor's full statutory PFD would have caused a deficit of about $1 billion. Once the House passes its version of the budget, it will be on its way to the Senate. Senate majority members have said they'll see the House version of the budget by
streaming
April 12th.
Online at KFAR660.com.
This year, be prepared to take control of all that water before the snow melts. Buy your new Honda water pump in stock now at the Woodway. Hoses and fittings too. The selection is good, so it's the best time to buy. You'll find the Honda pump to match your specific commercial and residential needs. Even high pressure pumps good for fire control or miners' trash pumps at the Woodway on College Road, your premier Honda servicing dealership. Working the Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
Are you ready to break up the winter blues? Midnights on ATV Tours is ready to get you on the ride of your life. Your adventure begins on one of their comfortable Ski-Doo Grand Touring snow machines, and their 1 or 2 hour tours will take you through the trails and hills off Chena Hot Springs Road. This tour is custom tailored for the adventurist who's looking for that pure Alaskan-only experience. Midnights on ATV Tours is the place to experience your Alaskan winter. Midnights on ATV Tours, 987-3331 or online at MidnightSunATVTours.com.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need. But they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
Are you someone with a knack for problem solving? Do you have experience fixing leaks, patching, and painting walls? And overall general knowledge of building maintenance? Fairbanks Princess Riverside Lodge is looking for someone with the ability to help our maintenance manager lead a seasonal team of employees during the summer and help organize and execute the year-round maintenance of our hotel and its grounds. The assistant maintenance manager position is a year-round benefited position with a starting wage of $25 an hour. Come join our Fairbanks Princess Riverside Lodge team today and apply at alaskatourjobs.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prison Studio here, just by myself. If you have anything on your mind, give us a call, 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Again, notice of the special election. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on May 7th, which is a Tuesday, I believe. The borough finds itself in a position where they need more money. We can take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Yeah, I just wanted to report that Representative David Eastman said something on the House floor on Friday regarding what Biden administration Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said the day before on Thursday, and what Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said was, quote, "Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Our purpose at the summit is to help build a bridge to that membership," unquote. And what David, Representative David Eastman, representative from Big Lake area, said is, quote, "Given the current conflict," meaning, of course, the Russian Ukraine war, the proximity that our state, of course, meaning Alaska, has to the country, the nation of Russia, I move and ask unanimous consent that it be the sense of the House that Ukraine not join NATO at this time. And I must say that I do agree with David Eastman. I think it's a terrible mistake to deliberately aggravate Russia by proposing that they join NATO. I think personally that they should not join NATO. And one example that I have said in the past regarding this issue is what if California became its own separate country, and that the U.S. might go along with that, you know.
Yeah, they used to be the fourth largest economy in the world. Now they're about the seventh.
I see. But what if then California entered into an alliance with an Asian group of countries? I don't think the United States would like that very much. I think they'd strongly object. And it's the same thing with Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine, for many decades, was part of the Soviet Union, and no doubt the Russians feel a kinship to their wayward province that they might consider.
Well, hold on. Let's just go back and talk about Mr. Eastman. And did he get unanimous consent?
No. It's going to be referred to a committee, the State of Affairs Committee.
Okay.
He said he'd go along with it as long as they didn't table it, or, you know.
Exactly. You know, I think, like yourself, I would find myself surprised in being in agreement with Mr. Eastman, and yet I'm in agreement with Mr. Eastman on this subject.
Yeah, and I think that if we were able to get President Trump reelected, I think that he would quickly, or he has stated so anyway, that he would quickly negotiate some kind of peace. And I don't think prohibiting them from joining NATO is too big of a concession, but it's a concession that might perhaps appease the dictator Putin to maybe have an off-ramp and stop this needless butchering and killing. He's just horrible and senseless.
You know, I usually, as you and everyone knows, I don't like to discuss national aspects on this show, but again, it's our neighbor right next door, so to speak. So,
right.
And whatever they do over there can affect us here in an ungodly and unsavory way. And you bring up President Trump, and my thought is that President Trump, whether you liked him or not, he was the best president that Alaska probably ever had.
Yeah, and he brought peace to the world, actually.
Yes, he did.
The Abraham Accord.
Yeah.
Bringing which is amazing that, you know, recognition between UAE, the United Emirates, the United Arab.
And Israel, yeah.
Israel and Bahrain and Sudan and Morocco, all Arab countries. And he did that.
That went to hell in a handbasket, didn't it?
Yeah, great.
Yeah. Anyway, you have a good weekend? What did you do?
Well, I spoke on the same subject at KJNP on Saturday. I drove out there. Kind of nice to be able to do that.
What time does that start at on Saturdays? 8?
Yeah, the Over the Coffee Cup program is from 8 to 9 on KJNP.
Okay.
Radio, yeah. So, did that.
What do you think about our special election that's coming up on May 7th?
Well, I'm certainly going to get out myself and vote no to protect the tax cap. I do not favor the thought of the ceiling of our 30-plus-year-old tax cap being busted open, wide open, to the tune of $10 million. has worked perfectly fine for all this time, and I'd like to keep it intact. So I'm voting no.
I am doing the same. I look at this as, and basically, the borough is going through a margin call. You know, their decisions in the past have come due. They're in a cash crunch. You know, they have specific monies for capital, but their operational costs, they're in a cash crunch now, and it's trying to say, well, it's for the schools, but all the money comes in, it's not directed. You don't know how much schools are going to get, and whatever comes in, 10% of it goes right into the KIP for the capital improvement program. So they don't even get all the money for operational costs. This is a margin call. They're having a margin call, and they need the cash. So that's what it is.
Margin call. That's a term in the stock market, is it?
Yeah, yeah. You know, your value has gone down so far that you got to put in some more money.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. You know, say you got an option and it's down, and so hey. It's a margin call. You got to put some more money in to keep, you know, because it's undervalued now. So you got to put in some of your equity. So that's what they're looking for. They need more revenue. It's a margin call.
They trimmed that skylight out of the animal shelter proposal, so that might save some.
Yeah, that comes from the KIP. But when you have a new $33 million facility. Think about the operational costs and the maintenance that are with that now. There goes more of a budget, more people. I mean, there it is. So more pressures that you weren't thinking about. You know, when you're building something and you're occupying it, okay, this is a $33 million facility. This should be interesting.
I've heard people call it the Dog Mahal.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever it is what it is, and they're proceeding. And on one hand, they're building a $33 million facility. On the other hand, they're saying, "Hey, we need another $10 million for the base of taxes to taxi on." And so that's what they're doing.
I testified when they were deciding that issue. You know, a bunch of citizens talked about that, and I indicated that maybe if they could consider just doing it a 1-year thing. But they want to do it permanently, forever and ever, which...
Exactly.
$10 million constantly, never to be returned to the original.
Yeah, it's interesting and sad. You know, in public comment, probably is about a 5-to-1 ratio of against that versus in support of. And, you know, it's usually things are not that overwhelmingly from one side. And here you have... You're breaking the tax cap. You know, you're breaking within the 2-year period of this tax cap, and you're breaking it. And, you know, what's the legalities of that? So, anyway. Randy, I'm going to let you go. I got to take another phone call. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
Appreciate the phone calls from you always. You have a great day.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is? Well, lost that one. Oh, darn. Just lost that one. Oh, well. But, again... You have a... let's try it again. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is Bubba.
Hello, Bubba.
North Pole. And that was Randy. I was making sure I heard the name right, because we finally agreed on something. I'm voting no, too, also.
That's great to hear, Bubba. I'm glad you're a listener, and I'm glad on today's date, April 7th, 1 month, or today's April 8th, 1 month from the May 7th election, that all three of us are in agreement, voting no on this bamboozle thing.
Absolutely. Your phone, when I called in, it rings about 10 times instead of automatically picking up it. Just cut me off, and then right when you picked up there, it cut off again.
Yeah, you know, Perry Wally has me in this purple padded room with North Korean equipment, so it's something I have to live with, and I apologize for that. You have a good weekend?
I did, yeah. I was down in Palmer, and Three Bears was having a sale going on there at Healy.
Uh-huh.
They had some tremendous prices on guns and scopes. And, you know, I mean, tremendous prices.
Wow.
I've heard rumor that, and it's only a rumor, And the guy I talked to at Three Bears says, well, he's heard that rumor, but he doesn't know, but they're just lowering the prices, that Three Bears has been bought out, but, you know, by a West Coast company. So, I don't know.
Yeah, they're building out in North Pole, and, you know, it, as long as there's competition, we'll get good prices. You know, the Albertson-Kroger merger, you know, hopefully my thought is allow the merger but exempt Alaska from it, or make Kroger, you know, sell off the Albertsons, the Safeway brand up here to someone else. That way you keep those stores open, you keep the competition.
But Kroger and Fred Meyer are in cahoots together.
Yeah, Kroger owns Fred Meyer.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah. And, Albertson owns Safeway.
Oh, I didn't know that. I wasn't aware of that. I thought Cars still owned Safeway.
Cars was bought by Albertsons.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a corporate world, and you know, I think there was like Us Foods, and that was they bought the other distributor, and so it's just there's always corporate realignments in purchasing, and we do feel that up here.
I mean, there at Healy, believe it or not, I have seen meat at better prices, same quality meat at better prices than what the commissary sells it for.
Oh boy, I'm looking forward to them being out in North Pole. That's great. That is great, and good for them out in Healy. You know, Healy is not the best destination to getting good pricing of things, but hey, if they brought that out to Healy, good on them.
Absolutely. Brother.
Bubba, you have a great day, buddy, and I'll talk to you later. Call in more, okay?
Yeah, I didn't. Well, I didn't know if hell was freezing over today because finally Randy and I agreed on it.
Hell froze over. All three of us are in alignment. Oh my goodness! Hey, you take care. Have a great day. Bye. And Fairbanks, we're gonna take a commercial break. We're gonna have a little bit of, you know, okay. We're coming in the summer. Why? The Valdez Fishing Derby commercial. That's right. It starts, and here it is.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The planning, reservations, the anticipation. Yes, it's that time of year. Plan your trip to Valdez now, and here's what you'll hear this summer.
I've never seen quite this many fish ever.
Hooked me. It's so fun.
There's no better place to start planning your Valdez adventure than ValdezFishDerbies.com. See pictures of last year's Derby-winning halibut and silver salmon. Find charters and check out dates for events like the Halibut Hullabaloo, Kids Pink Salmon Derby, Tagged Fish Contest, and Women's Derby. ValdezFishDerbies.com.
With stores in Anchorage, Wasilla, North Pole, Fairbanks, and throughout North America, Glass Doctor is your locally owned and operated solution when you need a windshield. With our G12 Road Hazard Guarantee, you get 1 year peace of mind, knowing we will fix or replace your windshield if it gets damaged or broken for free. In Alaska, where they put rocks on the road like on purpose. It's practically a buy one, get one free kind of a deal. And only at Glass Doctor.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your pains.
Discover the power of a John Deere compact tractor from Craig Taylor Equipment, ideal for Alaska's tough terrain. Ready to face any challenge, they'll help you shape your land to reflect your vision. With great financing options available, you don't need to settle for less. Visit Craig Taylor Equipment in Fairbanks and see how John Deere can transform your property. Craig Taylor Equipment, celebrating 70 years as your Alaska-owned and operated John Deere dealer. Call 907-452-1192 or check them out at CraigTaylorEquipment.com.
Endless opportunities are waiting for you with part-time service in the Alaska Army National Guard. You have the chance to be a guardian of this amazing state and help protect what makes it so special. Part-time service also provides education benefits so you can complete the education you need to reach your career goals. Learn how you can help guard the last frontier at NationalGuard.com/AK.
Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard. Aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Weather brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoors. Your next adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters. For your Alaskan lifestyle, it's Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR Weather.
High temperatures reach up to 34 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance for scattered snow showers, west winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for scattered snow showers. Lows dip down to about 17. About an inch of snow today through tonight with another dusting tomorrow night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Enjoying a beautiful day out there. Hope you are, too. I don't think we're going to get much of that eclipse that's going out there, but what the heck. See if you can. I don't know what our latitude and longitude does for the eclipse, but if a lot of other people are enjoying it. I don't think we are. So, anyway, tonight, city council meeting, 6:30 p.m., and there's a resolution that three city council members have crafted asking the Fairbanks North Star Borough to reexamine what they did with their cigarette taxes and the way it was done. Now, let's sort of look at the reality of what was done. Now, Assemblymember Crass testified to us, Fairbanks City Council, that his ordinance was to reduce smoking and, just as important, to reduce school and minor smoking. And that's very noble. Well, this is what his ordinance did. His ordinance put the cheapest price of cigarettes directly across the street from West Valley and Hutchinson High School. Because it's called stacking. They stacked, there's 20% across the board, and they stacked another 20% on Fairbanks's 20% cigarette tax. And they could have adjusted it. They could have gone 40% in the, you know, outside the city limits, or not done anything to the city limits. So, but what they did was they put the cheapest price of cigarettes right across the street from West Valley High School and Hutchinson High School. Now, also, his ordinance just surrounded the University of Alaska with the three cheapest locations now to buy cigarettes in the borough. And if you smoke cigarettes, that's great, you know, but whatever. But this is against what he thought. This, what he did, is against what he wanted to do, or was it? So you have now on the corner of College Road and University Avenue, which is owned by Albertsons Safeway, on Geist Road, and Justice Store surrounds the University of Alaska. And also what it did was, is if you exclude the city of Fairbanks and the city of North Pole, it put within walking distance the cheapest cigarette stores, locations, within walking distance of population centers in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. Gets interested. Now, in his discussion to the city of Fairbanks, he noted that specific models that showed when prices go up, cigarette uses will drop. Okay. But where were these models from? And again, you're in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. There is no model for the Fairbanks North Star Borough. When you're a 6-hour drive or 3.5-hour flight from the next population center, the only model that fits Fairbanks is Fairbanks itself. An elected official should know this, or maybe they do. Now, the ordinance stacks taxes now that the city have double taxes for those outside the city limits. If the ordinance was really to curtail smoking, they would have made sure that there was one tax amount across the board, be it 20% or 40% across the board, whatever it was. They could have done 40% tax outside the city limits plus their 20% tax inside the city limits. So I'm very skeptical on this. Now, also, Assemblyman Crass stated to Mr. Marnie, and a local businessman that has a vaping shop, that he would not stack the taxes on the city, but he still did it. And again, I'd categorize the Fairbanks North Star Borough going through a margin call right now for their fiscal operations. It's a cash grab. Simple as that. Forget the, oh, it's about lowering smoking. No, this is a cash grab, purely and simple, and sadly. And they're even having a special election to raise more money for funding. But I'll tell you what I find most worrisome. And this is what I find most worrisome, is that for the first time in the history of both the city and the borough, one body of government, without discussion or input from the other body, place an economic imbalance upon businesses of that one body against that of the other body. Who does it favor and who does it penalize? Now ponder that. Those outside the city limits are not penalized like those inside the city limits. There is a gross difference in cost now. What's next? I have to ask that myself. Imposed imbalances on alcohol sales, marijuana sales, the bed tax. And remember, you know, I was on the city council a few years ago, and the Fairbanks North Star Borough changed the liquor law. So one store in the Goldstream Valley could sell liquor both later in the evening and earlier in the morning. One package store. They did it for one store. And the city of Fairbanks were adamantly opposed to that change, especially our police force, because we're the ones who have to deal with remnants of alcohol, much greater than the borough does. But were we listened to? No, we were not. With that, sadly, I do not foresee the Fairbanks North Star Borough listening to the city of Fairbanks' resolution on this issue, even with his well-crafted resolution. So, anyway, Mr. Krause, he categorized my harsh criticism of him in the borough as bullying. No, I'd characterize it more, and I'd use the analogy of parenting. Yes. And when a child steps out of line, there's consequences of those actions. Anyway, we're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hi, Tim.
Hello, Tim. How are you doing? You're getting a lot of feedback there, sir.
Calling. What's that?
A lot of feedback on. Is your radio on?
Oh, I'm driving, yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to give you a good ribbon about, I saw your name in the paper in that back section, so.
Oh, yeah. You know. It's going to be my last year in that. You know why?
The other thing, I bought some property out of Manly a few years ago, and if I could come up with the cash to go build something out there, I'd move out and get out of the borough and the city altogether.
It's my last year of paying taxes. It's sort of like my coup de grace because of my age. I get the 65-year discount, and it should take up all the taxes. And on those properties, I don't have a mortgage. So I always remember the first one, and I always forget the second one.
you and I are the same age. Our birthdays are just almost the same time.
Yeah, and anyway.
14th.
Yeah, okay. Well, congratulations. And tell me about Manly.
Okay.
Anyway, you have a great day. I'll talk to you later, Tim. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Anyway, taxes. More and more. And, you know, what we did with our cigarette tax is it's under the tax cap. So what we do is the more cigarette taxes we get, the less real estate taxes are paid. And we reduced real estate taxes by $500,000 in our budget. And looking at the first month of the difference, it actually dropped it by $100,000. Now, what that does is that drops your what we collect in real estate taxes because we're under a tax cap. We can only take so much. So even if you're renting, you're owning, it doesn't matter. It lessens the burden on homeownership. And that's, you know, with all the insurance, utilities, everything like that, that's what everyone wants. It's home ownership, the burden of home ownership. They want more of it. So we looked at that as real estate taxes can drop if we have more cigarette taxes. So now we're going to see if everyone starts buying outside the city limits. Anyway, Fairbanks, that is our show for today. You have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.